There we go. Hello and welcome to episode 35 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Ryan.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talking about what's going on. We got Ray back with us after a little while off. He texts, hi. He's busy with the fairly newborn. Before we get going too far, I just want to, because we forget to talk about this every time, we do have a Gmail address at the Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com. If anyone's looking to give us an idea of something to talk about or wants to come on, we'd love to have you on.
Sure would. More the merrier.
Yeah, anyway. Buy our merch and smash that like button.
We're working on it.
I got my cooler full of beer. You ready to dive into this?
Sure.
All right. April 15th just rolled through, tax day.
They extended it a month.
There's always an extension every year, every time for everyone anyway. But you got to admit, the day that you file your taxes, everyone's a Republican for one day, right?
Maybe two.
It just makes me laugh a little bit because I hear a lot of people say that. And it's like, so what you're saying is you don't mind spending everyone's money until you realize it's your money that you spent.
Yeah.
It's like, so let's keep voting for that policy. But yeah, that got extended. Go figure, it always will. News, though, like CNN, Fox News, all of them, they're all hurting pretty bad.
I don't think Fox is hurting that bad. But Fox CNN, MSNBC is, they've lost like 60% of their audience.
Yeah, Fox is building back up, but they got hurt real bad after the election because I don't know what it was. You had a whole bunch of people that just, until even today, still believe that Trump's going to magically pop up and become president, you know?
Well, I think people just got fed up with the wishy-washiness of Fox, you know? And they started to realize that Fox isn't as Republican as it was when it first started. There's a whole different regime in place there now, and they're moving more and more to the left.
It's not Murdoch.
No, it's Murdoch's sons.
Yeah. Rupert was the guy who formed it, right?
Yeah.
But why? I mean, I get that it's made of people. It's driving me nuts. I can't hear myself in my headphones now, and it used to bother me that I could. I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, yeah, but I understand that everyone's got their own biases no matter what, and, you know, companies are made of people, but I'd like to have a news organization that really does just tell you what's going on.
There's somebody saying they're going to create one.
Oh, yeah, somebody. C-SPAN's the best you can do to find stuff like that, and that is so dry and boring. It hurts. It's physically painful to watch C-SPAN sometimes.
Is it more boring than NPR?
NPR's got a hard left wing lean these days. Have you seen that?
I know, but you have to talk a certain way in order to be an NPR reporter, yeah. You know?
Today, it is 47 degrees and cloudy. There's a slight chance of drizzle. Unfortunately, Sean's not going to listen to this because I wonder if he still listens to NPR.
I don't think so.
But yeah, that's the Trump bump, man. Everyone was getting all this ratings coverage
from
bashing Trump. I mean, I got a feeling that's a lot of what's going on with this whole... Derek Chauvin, whatever, and all the other stuff too, is it's the last vestige of blaming Trump for everything, you know?
Oh no, they're going to keep blaming Trump for the next 8 years, 10 years down the road. There's no
true. They did blame Bush right through the end of Obama's presidency, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's Trump's fault we got a border crisis, but it's not a border crisis. Apparently, Trump invited all the undocumented children to come by themselves to the border and get in, seek asylum.
Have you seen all the photographs of them wearing t-shirts like "Let Us In, Joe" and stuff like that? Like Biden Harris shirts? Like, oh, come on. Well, it's like, you know, they didn't have those at home. Like, someone went down there and handed them to them.
Yeah, exactly. And these people didn't walk all this way from, you know, Central America up to the Mexican border. They were on buses and who knows how they all got there. But they didn't walk it. There's no way.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I love it, too. Yeah, exactly. You see that they walked from Guatemala, and she weighs like 400 pounds. Like, bullshit!
If you walked that much, you would have lost some weight.
On a separate thing that I thought was funny that I saw is, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson's always got stuff to say. Like, he used to be kind of not really important, but like pertinent to society.
Yeah.
He said, apparently recently said, the good thing about science is that it's true whether or not you believe in it, on Twitter. And steakums. Yes, those steakums, those fake microwavable steak things, blew him up, and it was hilarious. Said, on Twitter, nope, science itself isn't, quote, true. It's a constantly refining process used to uncover truths based in material reality, and that process is still full of mistakes. Neil just posts ridiculous sound bites like this for clout, and he has no respect for epistemology. And he goes on and on, and there's another one after it, but I thought that was hilarious that, you know, the scientist, you know, trust the scientist, and then they got blown up by steakums.
Yeah.
And I enjoy listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson every now and then. He was going to do the Cosmos thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Carl Sagan thing.
Yeah.
But speaking of funny.
Yep.
We brought this up.
We predicted it. We should have put a bet on this prediction, you know.
Yep. David Hogg is walking away from was it My Pillow, Your Pillow, Our Pillow, communism? Yeah,
the My Pillow competition. He was gonna run Mike Lindell out of business, you know, with his fantastic pillow company.
I got a good laugh out. He's like, I would open a pillow company just to put you out of business. It's like, you do realize that everyone else who has a pillow company is also trying to put this guy out of business, right? Yeah. It's like, it's not that easy. You just say, I'm going to go do it.
Yeah.
And he realized it. You just dumped how much money. And the best part was, none of that was his money. You know it.
Yeah, it was all venture capitalist money and stuff like that, you know.
They thought they could ride David Hogg.
Democrats don't like using their own money for stuff like that, you know. They like using other people's money for everything.
Well, that's the problem with socialism, isn't it? You eventually run out of other people's money. Did you see this next one? Did you read any of this article? I found it in like six different places. I tried to find a source that wasn't like Fox News or, you know, yeah, the Daily, yeah, or like Ben Shapiro. So I found EV Magazine, which is like it's a magazine that like rich white women read, like Cosmo. And it says over 50% of liberal white women under 30 have a mental health issue. Are we worried yet? And it was from it was a poll, and it was a big deal poll. I can't remember. Pew Research poll in 2020.
Yeah.
And I just got a good laugh because it just said, like, this entire side of the voting aisle is crazy.
Well, yeah, I'm reading the statistics here. It's like 56% of the women 18 to 29 that consider themselves liberal had a mental issue, compared to 28% of moderates and 27% of conservatives.
Yeah. Yeah. And wow, 1 in 7 women will be diagnosed with postpartum. That sucks. Following your childbirth. Women are 40% more likely to develop depression than men. And it was news to me. But I just thought it was funny that they all voted the same way for the most part.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know, just listen to the argument you hear from the left. And it's like, your very argument saying that someone shouldn't be allowed to own a gun is why you're not supposed to be able to vote now. You know? I thought that was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, that is a good one. That's definitely topic that, you know.
I stumbled across that one from a Bill Whittle YouTube video, and I'm not a Bill Whittle fan, but oh well. What was it? The Bounty Gate, or is that what they're calling it now?
I don't know. They changed the name on this thing several times to try to make it more attractive to people and make it more believable. Trump called this from the get-go. The mainstream media did not believe Trump for anything about it. And come to find out, Trump was right.
Check this out. Jeez, of course.
No, as I noted, there was not a consensus among the intelligence community. And
what does the president have to say to military service, the families of service members who are really afraid that their loved ones might have been
president made it very clear to the Russian Federation that there should not be bounties placed on the heads of American soldiers serving in Afghanistan.
Did the president raise the issue of Russian bounties on the lives of American troops during that conflict?
Since there were reports of Russian bounties upon American military forces, and yet the White House has done nothing to push back on Putin. What is the delay?
That is McEnany being drilled by the press corps concerning this Russia gate, and that was pushed so hard that the, you know, and it's all Trump's fault, and that did not age well because U.S. intel just walked it back saying there's no evidence to support this actually, and it was this was a huge campaign cornerstone against Trump,
right.
Which actually will tie into, you know, we will be
with you directly. I can circle back. I'll circle back with you.
We will circle back to this when we talk about CNN and what's going on with James O'Keefe. We'll be circling back to people deciding they can just say whatever they want to get whoever they want elected to president. But yeah, they got blown up and it's like no one cares. Like no one has covered this. I did a Google, I did a Bing, and a DuckDuckGo search, and I didn't see a single article from CNN or ABC or any of these places
right
addressing this at all. But that was ABC, CNN, MSNBC, and all of them.
Yeah, because they were helping out with the campaign of Biden for president, you know, trying to make Trump look bad.
Yeah, well, sure, and if you admit that you just made it all up now, it's like, well, yeah, they're not going to believe us next time.
It doesn't matter now, you know? It's like Biden's president.
Yeah. That, I don't even, I got like 15 things I could switch to from there because of that. What's up?
Why do you think people that watch this news network are going to stop believing them? They're still going to buy whatever they're selling.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's sad, but it's true.
Yep.
You're definitely right. It's not like people actually sit down and watch the news at 8 o'clock anymore. They're getting their news from their Twitter feed through Facebook, and they're reading a headline and they think they're informed, you know?
Every time Facebook tries to give me news, I turn the feature off, and Facebook still hasn't figured out if I want to get my news from them yet. So,
I like to check it sometimes and then go watch the actual, like something we'll be circling back to.
I like the new feature they've come up with that anytime you mention the word COVID-19 vaccine, you get the blurb next to it about where to find your vaccines and the truth about vaccines and stuff like that. You know, thank you, Facebook.
Now you got a second shot. Guess what? You're gonna need a third.
Yep, booster shot. I heard one story on the No Agenda show that said they're planning on next year combining the flu shot and the COVID booster shot in the one shot.
Of course they are. Of course they are. That sounds about perfect, doesn't it?
Yep.
Oh, I don't even know if I want to talk about this next part, but let's. I thought this was a little weird. Something else I found. They were talking about the ACLU. We're talking about why we need to use the post office as a banking system more.
Okay.
And it's what is it? It'll close the racial wealth gap. Saying how some of these low income cities, and I was like, okay, first of all, as soon as you said low income, you associated this with Black Americans, which kind of a mess.
Yep.
They're saying that the banks are closing and it's leaving these low income communities without local branches of the bank. And I was like, when was the last time anyone you know walked into an actual bank?
Yeah.
Like for real. You don't even need to go to the bank to deposit a personal check anymore. I don't know. I saw it was a little weird. They're saying it's going to close this racial wealth gap.
Well, I also think it's just another thing they're doing to try to make the post office profitable again, too, you know?
How about this? How about they get what they're supposed to do first, deliver mail on time, correctly?
Yeah, or at all.
Work on that first. Yeah. Then we talk about something else.
Well, I mean, like everyone makes the effort to get the bank as uninvolved, not the bank, the post office as uninvolved in the finance as possible. Like, you don't even send checks in the mail anymore.
No.
That used to be the excuse why someone didn't get paid. Checks in the, you blamed the post office.
Yeah, checks in the mail.
So now you're going to blame the post office because your bank is not right.
Oh, man.
Hey, the post office messed up my paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, this thing is supposed to be able to like direct deposit and bill pay and a couple other things through the bank. And I was like, yeah. I understand he's talking about like some destitutely poor people, but when we talk about even poor people in this country, they still have almost always have a smartphone in their pocket.
Yeah.
They got PC.
You know, and it's funny. Someone's like, oh, not everyone can get one. Some people are that poor. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's what the Obama phone was about. And I'm pretty sure that Rosa made a big stink about it too, you know?
Yeah, but the free phone you get from Obama is not.
Yeah, I know.
It's not an iPhone.
No, that's like call 911 phone.
You know, it's really hard. I know somebody that's got one, and it's really hard to do anything on it. You know, it has a web browser, which works when it feels like it. You know, it's hard to type on. You know, it's good for taking phone calls, and that's about it.
All right. Well, it's pretty much what it's designed for.
Random text.
Yeah. Did you even want to address the student debt thing?
Might as well, because they're pushing hard on it again. You know. Biden swears up and down his people are going to tell him he can do $50,000 per person.
I just don't understand the philosophy behind this.
No, because all it's just like the philosophy behind amnesty. All it's going to do is encourage more people to incur more college debt, thinking down the road that the federal government will swoop in and save the day.
That's exactly where I was going. Is if we're going to say, okay, this is so screwed up and you're education is worthless, and this is our fault because we encouraged everyone to go do this, and we told you it was stupid if you got a trade, yeah. If you're going to trade or enlisted, you know, we're going to give you some money back because it's our fault. Can we at least stop encouraging people, tell them they're not stupid if they don't go to college then? It's like, look at the problem this made. Keep doing it. But yeah, now you're saying that the people that managed to be successful that didn't go to college have to pay for everyone who did. I mean, this really is no other way, because forgiving the debt is making everyone else who's involved in this till isn't getting paid back all of a sudden, you know? Yeah. And what does it do to the guys that, for example, joined the service and like got their leg blown off so they could pay for school? And now you're going to say, oh, you could just borrow money and told them to F themselves and it would have been okay. What are we doing to compensate those guys? Why isn't it at least being addressed?
Yeah.
Anyway, the article we have linked there is Elizabeth Warren saying it's time to go big because we keep doing these stupid little things to get more and more complicated. We just need big sweeping resolve all at once.
Yeah, well, I think that's the motto of the Biden administration, go big or go home, you know, because everything they're doing is freaking ridiculous, you know. 1.9 trillion stimulus, 2-point-something trillion infrastructure, which is going to include everything under in the kitchen sink, is now going to be called infrastructure. It's not just roads and bridges. It's broadband. It's childcare.
Yeah.
You name it, and it's infrastructure.
I got something in here. We were circling back to that. They called something infrastructure. Maybe it was gun stuff, and they called it infrastructure. I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah, another shooting? Are you kidding me?
There's been like 3 or 4 of them recently.
I know. We will get to those. Excuse me. I don't like this idea of forgiving debt, because I think I said it last week. I'd rather forgive like the debt of the family that's paying medical debts for, you know, childhood cancer.
Yeah. Well, the thing is this student debt didn't used to be that big of a problem until somebody revised the student loan program and took it over.
It made the federal government run it.
To make it better, you know. And as typical federal government program, there's no incentive for colleges to lower their tuition, you know, because they know that
they're charging to raise it.
Everybody can get a loan, you know, because the federal government's going to, you know, give people a loan.
So. It was under Obama. I think it was Maxine Waters was grilling a bunch of bank CEOs about this. Says like, oh, these are predatory loans. You're taking advantage of these kids, you know. And she goes on and on. And then she's like, so what? You know, how do you respond to these student loan debts? And like, the guy from Citizens Bank was like, we haven't done student loans since the Obama administration or whoever it was took it over, and it's exclusively the federal government doing it. She tore everyone a new butthole, and they're all like, "You're the one doing this, lady."
Yeah, and she wants to have DC statehood, so she has more power in Congress.
Virginia might get into a fight over that. If Virginia might want that territory back.
Yeah,
already got it back.
What's that?
Virginia got the territory back after the Civil War, during the Civil War.
Well, they gave part of DC was from, so
that was Maryland.
Maryland, you're talking about Maryland. Anyway. I think that's what you should do. The city of DC, whatever is not federal land, give it to Maryland. Fuck it. Let them be in Maryland. How about that state?
There is way too much residential property in DC.
Maryland can benefit from that. Why not?
It's a lot more crime showing up in Maryland.
Yeah, why not? And we should rename it the Obama City.
Obama City. You guys see this Taiwan thing?
Oh yeah.
We brought this up a little while ago about there's gonna be an issue with Taiwan, either that or Ukraine.
Well, I think everybody, and I was just gonna bring up Ukraine. I think everybody is testing the administration now.
That's what it feels like.
To see if Biden will actually do anything, you know, because I've heard there's been a big Russian troop buildup on the border of Ukraine, you know. So we promised to defend them once and we didn't do it. Will we do it again?
Yeah. And yeah, well, I mean, exactly. They're pushing from every side to see what happens. And there's a good chance that Taiwan disappears.
They're not going to go without a fight. Yeah. The fight might not last long, but they're going to inflict some damage on China in the process.
Possibly. And this might have something to do with why Biden administration is willing to blow so much money that doesn't exist, like forgiving student debt and blowing all this money infrastructure, is because they know a war is coming and we're just going to be able to say, no, this debt doesn't exist anymore. Just busting your nuts there. I thought you just disappeared to like take a leak again. I was like, really?
No. I'm only allowed to have 5 beers tonight, so I shouldn't have to go to the bathroom too many times.
Well, I do need to use the bathroom. My stomach hasn't been okay. Okay. I'll be back. All right. We got more BS rabble to get to before we get to the big topics. But I did want to address a couple of things, like local home life.
Okay.
Before I forgot about it. One, I found out apparently I do have to wear a mask in Massachusetts if I'm out in public by myself outside.
how about if you're home?
What's that?
Close the door.
Well, private property is different. So like even on my own private property is different. But if I step on the street, technically speaking, I'm supposed to be wearing a mask. And I found this out because I was at the local tree nursery to pick up an apple tree. And I saw a sign that said, you know, starting in, you know, May or whatever, this is going to be the law. And I looked at it, and it said 2020. Like, son of a bitch, it was a year ago. I thought I was just like not doing it when I didn't need to, and I was waiting to be told. I didn't realize I was actually breaking the law, which I think we can all agree that the governor has no authority to actually pass that edict.
No.
But I did plant me another apple tree. I'm pretty excited.
Nice.
And has the weather been a little crazy down there?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still cold.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing you guys probably got a bunch of rain day before and yesterday, maybe today.
No, actually, we haven't gotten hardly any rain.
Because last Saturday was 72 degrees, and I was out in my yard burning stuff.
Yeah.
And it snowed yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I planted an apple tree, and then it snowed. It's like, oh, great.
Blame it on global warming. I mean, global change.
Thank God, apple trees.
Hot topic now.
Yeah, thank God, apple trees are nice cold weather plants, I suppose, huh?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I just
But yeah, it's been pretty chilly here. You know, like it wasn't, it was cold this morning when we first woke up. It was in the 60s, 50, 60s. But, you know, in the afternoon, it said it was high of 66, but it felt like more than that. So,
oh, I got up to like 37 today. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep the weather up there. We don't need that kind of cold down here.
Oh, it's nuts too, because it poured for a long time before any, you know, it only snowed a little bit, like by a little while. There must have been like 10 inches of rain, which I just pumped all the water off my pool cover and then just rained back down on it and poured pool water out of my pool because it like displaced it. It's like, son of a bitch, wasted my effort.
Yep.
Anyway, let's get back on track here. So Biden's talking about pulling troops out of Afghanistan.
Well, they were already supposed to be gone. Trump had them gone on May 1st.
Yeah, and had an agreement with the Taliban.
Yeah.
This sounds like an excuse to delay it, to get the Taliban to retaliate and stay there forever.
Well, we got to perfect the pot. We got to protect the poppies for the CIA.
Well, yeah. Well, they need to make their Percocets and fentanyl to keep Americans addicted so they can keep them doing what they want. Oh, wow. I feel like a Rage Against the Machine here. But why is Biden getting praise at all for us? Exactly. This is Trump's thing. And Biden's actually pushing it further back.
Right. Yeah.
And why did you pick the 20-year anniversary of 9/11?
That didn't make any sense to me whatsoever. You know, is he trying to, like, make people forget about 9/11?
If anything, it's going to remind us.
Well, 9 out of 10, you know? I mean, why 9/11?
Yeah. He made a point saying, oh, the 20th anniversary. I was like, yeah, why, dude? But I don't know. We do need to get out of there. Let's be realistic. I mean, we have kids over there getting shot at that weren't even alive
when the thing started. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's ridiculous.
This is like our own personal Vietnam, only much longer.
True. At least they're not getting spat on when they come back. Unless they were in Guantanamo Bay. Huh?
Unless they're wearing Gitmo hats.
Yeah.
Oh, and that we, since you swerved there, you know, Biden swears up and down. He's closing the prison camp down in Gitmo.
Obama did too.
Yeah. I mean, those people, where are they going to put them? They're going to bring them to the U.S.? Then they're going to have rights in the United States.
If I may, according to the Constitution of the United States, those rights exist outside the United States. They're just not recognized by those foreign nations. Because your rights are not handed to you by the Constitution. They are handed to you by God.
True.
So I just have to point that out every now and then because people forget that, I think, sometimes. But you're right. As soon as you bring them here, now all of a sudden you can't do all sorts of stuff to get information. But I guess we're not supposed to be waterboarding people anyway anymore.
Well, we're not doing that. Those people in Gitmo don't have any information we can use now. They've been there for 20 years or longer.
Man, you can't just execute them.
No, because they haven't had a trial.
Yeah, well, maybe we shouldn't be holding people out of trial for 20 years.
Maybe.
Oh. Like I said, though, we mentioned, Obama said the same thing, and he didn't manage to get shut closed either, you know?
Well, yeah. But it was a different era that I have a feeling that Biden's going to get closer to doing it.
Maybe, especially if we actually do end aggressions over in the Middle East. But I don't know. I don't know. It's, speaking of, actually, I heard a rumor that Castro finally officially resigned.
He did, from the Communist Party, yeah. The head of the Communist Party.
Raul Castro?
Yeah, there is no Castro involved in the government for the first time since the revolution now.
So I'm interested to see what happens with the Communist Party. Does it maintain itself or does it fall apart?
I think it's going to maintain itself. The people that are in charge of it have all been handpicked by the Castros to continue the party on. So,
and by handpicked, you mean the ones that weren't executed for disagreeing?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
When did this happen?
Within the last week, I believe, right?
Yeah.
He announced he was going to do it,
Yeah,
a while ago.
He stepped down this week from the head of the Communist Party of Cuba. And Cuba's got a lot of problems right now because they were being propped up by Venezuela for the longest time.
Oops.
And that's not really working out for them anymore. Venezuela can't even prop themselves up. So
this next one here. It's
he's
funny.
He's caved on this. He's caved. He's already said he's going to raise the number of refugees.
It's you never know as we collect these throughout the weekend. That news changes sometimes the next day from when we put it on the list.
Yeah, because he was pressured into caving, you know, when he realized the numbers he was putting out were less than Trump's, you know.
Now,
he's got to be the more, you know, refugee friendly president than Trump. So he's got to raise his numbers.
Now, does the fact that he had to realize that his numbers were lower and had to have it explained to him tell anyone that he has no idea what he's talking about?
Us, it does. We understand that, but
what about even your average? What about even like CNN?
No,
they were putting these numbers out, and it's like, did they even look at them? Is it even telling them that he thought this was so great, but it wasn't even as good as the Nazi was doing? You know?
Yeah.
How come this isn't being addressed?
Because it's CNN and MSNBC.
Oh man, they don't hesitate to call someone else an evil name, though.
No.
This is something actually we brought up a couple months ago, and you told me that you did not think it was going to be an issue.
I still don't.
All right, the packing of the court.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Congress needs to get involved besides approving or disapproving a nominee. Like, I don't understand why they'd have to convene to vote on whether or not they can, because
Yeah, well, the Constitution says, you know, the Senate, you know, picks the, you know, it confirms the person that the president picks. There's nothing in the Constitution that says how many people got to be on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court hasn't been enlarged since like 1800 and something.
Has it been what?
1800 and some years.
Oh, since it was changed from five to seven.
Yeah.
Someone made a good point though. Was it 13 districts in the United States?
I think that was Jerry Nadler.
Well, he's one of the people pushing the legislation through to increase the court. But Pelosi said she's not going to bring up the legislation unless Biden tells her to.
Someone needs to just grab these Democrats by the shoulders and shake them real hard and say, you're putting down landmines and you're going to step on them in 4 to 8 years.
They already have stepped on them, but they're trying to fix that by making D.C. a state and Puerto Rico a state.
You don't fix a landmine field by putting more mines around it. You know what I mean? It's like, we'll keep people out of the minefield by putting mines around it.
But if they get those two territories as states, that's four more senators and for the Democrat Party. And Lord only knows how many, well, be like, maybe three or four in the House of Representatives, you know, because they wouldn't have that many.
Puerto Rico has been off its statehood every, 5 years for the last 50 years?
They actually voted for it last time.
I know they did better than usual, but they vote on this often, and they've never come together and said, yeah, let's be a state. I mean, they get off its statehood all the time.
Yeah.
It's not even an incredibly difficult process to become a state. Thing is, they lose all sorts of their own ability to govern themselves if they become an official state.
Right.
Which we can take that right to the 10th Amendment if you want and make the argument that every state should be as free as Puerto Rico is to govern themselves. That was the whole point, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's get back on track here. The Supreme Court, if they just want to keep, they want to add four justices to lean it their way. Okay, first of all, aren't these supposed to be like the best of the best, the brightest, the impartial people? And now you're saying we're going to lean it this way? And what's going to stop the next guy when Trump comes back in a couple of years with DeSantis as his VP? What's going to stop him from putting 17 more guys, people on the court, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they just, they do this.
Who's going to pay all these salaries for all these people?
Apparently no one, because it doesn't matter, because we just print money left and right, and it does not matter.
You know, the Democrats don't think about whatever they do, because the only reason Trump got three Supreme Court nominees because of Democrats. They're the one that lowered the standard from fucking 60 vote to 50.
That's exactly what I was saying with the they keep putting down these landmines and they step on them. They pass this stuff and it didn't even work for them. And then it comes back and bites them in the ass later. And they get all, they're like, well, how can this possibly be the policy? Unfortunately, the average person who votes Democrat doesn't follow the news. And, you know, like, I'm worried about a Democrat listening to this show. They'll argue they're real quick. But then you point this out to them, and they'll say that didn't happen. And then you show them a video of Obama like saying, this is what we need to do. I'm like, well, I wouldn't have voted for these guys if I knew that. It's like, yeah, maybe you should look this stuff up before you start casting votes. It's like, you know, you said these guys are trying to kill babies. And it turns out the guy you voted for literally put elderly people in with COVID patients to kill them.
Yeah.
To inflate numbers. I don't know. They're trying to take away my right to own a gun because they're saying people are stupid and shouldn't be allowed to own a gun. There's a lot of people that are stupid that shouldn't be voting.
The same people that say you should not own a gun, the same people that defund the police, eliminate the police. So who's going to answer your fucking phone calls when you need 911? A crackhead?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I shouldn't have to own a gun because the police have guns, but the cops just kill people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, check this out. I've had this for a while, waiting for a chance to use this one.
You don't need an assault rifle. You don't need a civilian. Doesn't need assault. I have face tattoos. Like, I don't need to be owning a gun. I'm irresponsible already.
Her argument why you should own a gun is because she's stupid and tattooed her face.
No, she shouldn't own a gun. Don't just make a blanket statement just because people are dumb enough to get a face tattoo and never be able to get another job with customer service ever again, you know?
Well, as we've discussed a lot, and a lot of people brought up, the Dems tend to vote with their feels and not their thinks. And they don't seem to be able to see the world from any other point of view besides their own. Like, this woman who tattoos her face is like, no one should own a gun because people make bad decisions. It's like, you could go buy a bottle of bleach and drink that too. You know what I mean? Like, that's a bad decision. Should we not be able to have bleach? It's like, just God. Oh my God. Then you had the arguments about background checks. Actually, it's funny. I got into a big argument with a friend of mine the other day at the bar. I'm sorry, at the restaurant where we sat down and had a beer, and I had to order a cheese sandwich before I left. You tell me about how easy it is to buy an assault rifle in the United States.
It's like, okay. Does he know what an assault rifle is?
I asked him. I was like, what do you consider an assault rifle? And he goes, automatic fire. I was like, cool. I was like, I'll tell you what. Find a place tomorrow. We'll go out. You go and, you know, sign up to buy this assault rifle, this automatic rifle. It's like, I'll buy it for you. Dude's like, I don't know about that. Anyway, like 3 days later, I get a text message back from, like, yeah, I actually went through the process to find out what it takes. It's going to take like 2 months just to get a permit to own a shotgun in Massachusetts. And he's like,
assault rifle.
Yeah, he's like, and you can't own anything automatic in the country at all, let alone Massachusetts. Like, yeah, I know. He's like, and you're over here telling me that we shouldn't be allowed to do this stuff. I was like, it's already illegal. You already can't do that. Before you tell everyone how easy it is to go buy a gun, try to buy one.
Right. Exactly.
Which, by the way, it's not easy to find a gun to buy in Massachusetts. Even Walmart doesn't sell firearms in Massachusetts because it's too big a pain in the ass.
They don't in Virginia anymore either.
Really? Virginia was one of the less difficult places to purchase a firearm that I've been to.
There's a shortage of weapons and stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's a huge ammo shortage. I know that.
And all this riot is pushing that. So everybody's getting, you know, buying guns left and right. They didn't care. Sometimes people didn't care what it is. Like, I don't care what it is. I need something.
Yeah, I need something.
I can get ammo for it, I don't care what it is.
You can get an airsoft gun.
It's a muzzle loader. That's fine. I'll take three. I'll have them ready.
And right now, ammo is so expensive, dude. $1 a bullet. That's insane.
Of course it is. There's supply and demand. They can't keep the shelves stocked with the stuff.
Yeah. There's no warning stuff no more, so.
I'm pretty sure Phoenix Offense, the firearm and ammo company, is still doing the thing. Like, did you vote for Biden? And if it does, it sends you over to his gun reform bills.
Yeah.
It says, we're not going to sell you anything.
Oh, you hear about Biden calling the PGA the golf guy that wants the Japanese gentleman going the Japanese boy?
I didn't hear a word of that, dude.
I'm sorry, there's so loud here. Joe Biden called the Japanese the guy that won the
Masters.
The Master.
The golf tournament.
No, I didn't hear anything about this.
No, he called him the Japanese boy. The 29th man.
Wonderful.
Maybe he's the reason why everybody hates Asians, not Trump.
Okay, that's, yeah, excellent. I love when they do stuff like that, and they're like, well, oh, you get like a black conservative reporter, and you know, you hear like a MSN person, like, they're not black enough. You're like, what? Speaking of CNN making crap up left and right, do you see any of this Project Veritas video?
Yeah.
Was it? What's the guy's name?
Breitbart. James O'Keefe.
Yeah. Charlie Chester, the CNN technical director. Excuse me. Is on video, not just audio. Let's see if I can find it. There we go.
They've already announced in her office that once the public will be open to it, we're going to start focusing mainly on climate, like global warming, and like that's going to be our next it's going to be our focus. Like our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying that, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be climate change awareness.
That was a little tough to understand, but he said how our last focus was to get Trump out of office. Yeah, that's what we did. And our next one's going to be climate change awareness.
Yeah.
The technical director at CNN just admitted that they attempted to sway the election by misinformation. Like, wasn't that the whole Russiagate bullshit?
Yeah.
So these guys, they are the Russians.
Yeah.
I really do need to get my hands on a copy of Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. Because it seems like the left does this a lot, and it makes sense because Hillary Clinton was always quoting the guy. But one of his big points is accuse the enemy of doing what you're doing. But it's just frustrating as hell seeing stuff like that. And you know, even when you point it out, people are getting pissed off now. Like, I pointed that out to people, family, and they said, well, they got that through like shady means. You know, like they had a pretty lady go through Tinder and take him out on a date. And it's like, yeah, and she just got him to talk and brag about himself. Uh-huh. And like, well, that's inappropriate. It's like, hold on, you're going to tell me that it's okay that he did all this stuff just because you don't like the way that this information came out? Meanwhile, CNN was publishing stuff with, unconfirmed anonymous sources. Veritas could have just said unconfirmed anonymous source said this versus showing you the video of it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, he's getting ready to sue Twitter now. Over Twitter banning him because of this.
Right.
And it pisses me off a little bit that no one knows who Project Veritas is.
Yeah.
And when they do, when you Wikipedia search him, it shows up as some like far right guy. It's like, no, showing you actual raw footage. He's the one who showed the video footage of Kermit Gosnell executing babies after they were born and selling their parts.
Well, hey, don't worry. Everybody's going to jump off Twitter Monday anyway with Mike Lindell's new social network he's starting up.
Oh, Lindell, I thought Trump was going to do it.
He is too.
Oh, geez.
They have all kinds of conservative social networks.
Well, yeah, but look what happens to everything that's not just left-wing censorship. They're immediately called, like, Mindspace. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Gab, MeWe, Parler. And I love that. You hear a lot too. It's funny hearing a lot of these Democrats making the argument that you hear libertarians saying that it's a private business. They should be able to do business with who they want.
Yeah.
It's like, cool. Now go to Alabama and tell the crazy rednecks that they can do that because you're pretty sure they're all racist.
Yeah.
Now go ahead and tell them it's okay for them to tell all these black folk that they can't come buy food in the entire state anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's apparently in that situation, you can't decide who you do business with.
Right.
Just seems a little weird. You know, we go from my private business to you can't discriminate against people back to my private business. All right, let's get into this gun and cop BS.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We'll start with the tame stuff first.
Sure. It's funny. I actually shared this link to this thing.
It's funny this came up because you were just talking about how we wanted to do a local show, you know, a Massachusetts and a Virginia show wrapped together. And then we got the police in Windsor, Virginia, pulling over an Army lieutenant, you know.
That's at 06, right?
Yeah. No, he was just a lieutenant, so...
The Army, though, that's the same difference as a captain in the Navy, I thought.
No, Colonel is the equivalent in the Navy. He's an ensign.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought lieutenant was this. Okay, so it's captain.
No, first lieutenant, colonel.
All right.
Well, there's a major in there someplace, too. I don't know.
The second lieutenant. Captain,
major,
then mayor, then major colonel, then colonel, then
yeah.
I could have sworn a captain was lower in the army.
This is lieutenant 03.
I thought it was an 02. All right.
No, it's an 03.
All right. It's been a long time since I've studied up on this. Anyway, officer in the army.
Yeah. Yeah. African American. Uh-huh. And he got pulled over by the Windsor police, and he ended up getting pepper sprayed, I believe.
Yeah, he apparently put his hands out the window and was screamed at by the police to exit the vehicle. And he said, "I'm afraid to." Then he said, "You know, I'm serving my."
He didn't pull over right away.
Yeah,
because he wanted to get to a more lighted, safer location. Which I always thought that was a good thing. I was always taught that was a good thing, you know, but apparently not if you're not the right color or skin color. And you have to admit, I don't know if you've ever been out to Windsor. Probably not. It's the middle of the country in Virginia, and it's very, very white. It's a speed trap on 58.
I know the exact, and when it goes from like 55 to 40 and everyone gets nailed as soon as they cross. Yep. I know the exact one you're talking about. I used to do that sometimes to get to Florida.
Yeah, you take that way to get to Florida. Yeah.
Oh my God. I got nailed twice and then I learned about it. And every time after that, you'd see someone pulled over there every time.
I always set my cruise control when I drive down 58 now, you know, like 8 miles over the speed limit.
But yeah, they flipped out on him. They pepper sprayed him.
And somehow somebody in Windsor decided it was smart to release the body cam footage. which is something that hardly ever gets released to the public, is the body cam footage. Yeah. And that just made matters worse.
This is like a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't recent, you know, but, you know, it just proved the point that, hey, this traffic stop wasn't right.
Well, how come this isn't the big deal in the news? And I understand you're saying all these other people were shot. But in every single situation that we're going to discuss today about someone being shot by the police, there's at least something besides just shooting them for fun. Just what this pepper spray appears to have been, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, there is the one video of... actually, there's two videos. The one of the kid, the 13-year-old, they made it look like that kid was completely unarmed the whole time. But with the still they showed you.
And doctored it.
And then also the, what was that guy's name? Dante Wright. They managed to edit that video so they didn't show him breaking out of the handcuffs and jumping in his vehicle to flee away. But there's more to that anyway.
But she's getting charged with second degree, man.
Oh, she's boned. But all that like crazy stuff happened. You know what I mean? And we're rioting and getting ready to burn down a Wendy's over this. This guy was in his car with his hands. I was like, I don't want to get shot. And they pepper spray him. And he's an officer in the military. It's like, this is the one we're supposed to be pissed off about. No, not the guy with a... Don't get me wrong. These other people didn't deserve to die either. But you got a 13-year-old out at 2:30 in the morning shooting guns off, being picked off by the citywide gunshot thing.
Yeah, nothing. I was always told nothing good happens out on the town, you know, after 2:00 in the morning. So,
have you met Ted? Because that is how I met your mother joke right there. Nothing good happens after 2 a.m. But yeah, I saw the video of the pepper spray. I was like, oh, God, it's like that cop's bone too.
Well, another thing that's not on here that just happened recently is. We had another incident in Norfolk where this police executive officer with internal affairs for Norfolk PD contributed to the legal defense fund of the Wisconsin kid.
Wittenhouse?
Yes. And he sent it from, he sent a donation from his official police department email. And, you know, and it the funding site that they use was breached. They had a data breach. And so the Guardian, you know, found all this information out and did an article about it. And now the guy has been reassigned and under investigation because he's a police officer donating to a defense fund.
There's nothing saying that a police officer in Virginia can't donate money to a defense fund in Wisconsin.
Well, he did it from his official account, so they're going to go after him saying he was speaking for the police department.
Good luck with that one. With the way that Facebook and Twitter were getting away with speaking for other people by sticking stuff on there and saying, this isn't true. If you believe this, you're an idiot. Don't forget about all this crap.
So what did that say about Kamala Harris? Asking people to donate.
Yeah, she did the same thing. So when the bond fund that she set up to bail everybody out in Minnesota.
That's a good question. How come I didn't hear about the cop in Virginia?
It just happened. So. It just came out just recently. So in the last couple of days.
Breaking news for you.
Yep.
Interesting. But yeah, that... What's the kid's name? Adam Toledo, the 13-year-old.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Biden came out and said, you know, it was horrible that all these people are getting shot. So
stop shooting guns at 2:30 in the morning and then taking off. And okay, they show you that still frame. And it looks like and the kid's got his hands up and he gets shot. And then they go, starts the camera and he gets shot. They rewind it. Less than 2 seconds, he had a gun in his hand. And he threw it behind the fence. The weapon was recovered. And I bet you the only reason why the kid threw the gun away is because he realized there's no ammo left in it because the magazine was empty and the lock was locked open. The slide was locked open.
Mm-hmm. Should have learned how to count ammo count.
Well, kids make bad decisions. He was running full speed and then stopped on a dime and turned around and raised his hands.
Okay, you know who fails on this thing? The parents. Where the hell are the parents? How come?
Parents blame the police on this. Someone's like, did you know your kid was out at 2:30 in the morning? Whatever. Exactly. Thank you, Ray. Whatever happened to those commercials? It's 8 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
Yeah. Street comes on, you better be home.
Yeah, exactly. Street lights are on. You better be in the house. But yeah, like, if you saw someone that you certain had a weapon and they were running from you and then they stopped and turned and faced at you and then raised their hands, you'd instantly think they were shooting at you, wouldn't they? Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Within seconds, you know what's going to happen.
And I'm not necessarily defending the police officer. I'm just saying that there's more to this than just shooting down an unarmed 13-year-old kid. You know what I mean? It's all has to be looked at. Because a lot of these people, actually, it was one of the ones from a couple of years ago. One of these BLM guys went out with the cops and found out. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, no, I thought you were just beating the crap out of these guys. Like, that guy was on crack, like, choking people. You know, it's like, you know. But
well, Biden went to the Republicans in the Senate saying they've got to, you know, vote on the House's legislation for expanded gun control now. Do you think any Republicans going to, you know, do that? Think they're going to cave besides maybe Mitt Romney and a couple others?
I think many are. I think the Republicans are spineless. They haven't done anything in a long time. The only reason why I haven't been talking a ton of trash about them is because they haven't even had the balls to do anything stupid, let alone do anything. Let alone something stupid. They're just going to go. They want to keep their jobs, which I think is even dumber, honestly. If you're just there to make money, they're just trying to be wealthy. You could just do one term and leave with your pension forever and be very wealthy for the rest of your life. Yeah. But they want to be millionaires.
They want to be the next BLM home mansions.
Exactly. I want to own four houses and, you know, worth $1.4 million saying I run a nonprofit organization.
And this needs to be, they're helping out their family.
Yeah. But this needs to be, oh, wow, we'll get to that too. We'll circle back on that one. It's just frustrating as fuck, dude. But that's actually a pretty decent transition point if you want to get into, we don't even have to address this, but I just, no knock warrants has been an issue.
Yeah.
And
ever since Brene Taylor and
I thought it was Brianna,
whatever. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't remember what was that, Kentucky? I don't remember what state it was.
I don't, but where do you guys stand on this? Because no one seems to have a good answer.
There was a not warrant. They were knocking on and announcing themselves.
True. And that one, they had a no-knock warrant, but they knocked and a whole bunch of stuff. I'm just saying in general, where do we speak? Because that's what
boyfriend fired a gun through the door. That's always, you can, that's a guaranteed response, no matter what kind of warrant it is.
Without a warrant. You know,
there's going to be return gunfire, you know?
Well, I had an interesting conversation with a bunch of people on a John Stossel Facebook group. And they were saying how these no-knock warrants are are not safe. And I was reading and thinking about it. And I was like, yeah, you know, you're right. We should definitely knock on the door and announce police to the drug lord so they can pick up their automatic illegal weapons and fire them indiscriminately into the neighborhood. Because that's definitely safer than kicking in the door and catching them off guard and having them just put their hands up and get arrested. That's where I stand on it.
Well, no-knock warrants are illegal in Virginia now, too.
Really? Let's be real, though. All right. The police bust in your door to come arrest you with a no-knock warrant. Are you sitting there with your shotgun in your lap, loaded and cocked?
Not likely.
You're Netflix and binging.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that it's not like you're just going to start shooting if the door kicks open, because you don't have your. When you knock on the door, you're police, that's time for me to go get my gun.
Yeah.
That's my argument.
Yeah. Plus, really, people don't realize it. They think it's easy to do a knock warrant. There need to be an investigation beforehand. You have to have surveillance on the place. Like, okay, this is the right place. What's going on? You know, who's there? You know, what time is it going to be there? You know, there's so much things you have to get to the judge before he approve it. He's not just going to approve a knock warrant right away.
Well, let's just look at a very famous warrant that was executed, that there was plenty of warning, you know, knocking done, and it was David Koresh there in Waco, Texas.
Yeah.
That didn't end so great, did it?
No.
Maybe had they caught these guys off guard, they could have got in there. And the government saying that they burned their own house down themselves in it. I don't believe that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure it was the tear gas. They drove tanks through the side of the building that burned it down.
That was a Janet Reno evolution, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was when Will Ferrell was on Saturday Night Live pretending to be Janet Reno, and it was absolutely hilarious.
He's in there. Get him. He's mean.
Back when Saturday Night Live was actually funny.
Yeah. But did you see Biden wants to put this dude David Chipman in charge of the ATF now?
Yeah.
He's the guy that said the Branch Davidians in Waco shut down two police helicopters.
There's no way.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone remembers this. Oh, no, no. I went and double-checked to make sure, you know, get some more stories or make sure I didn't just remember something weird. And I found like 35 of them, like Washington Post is even like, this guy's got his head up his ass.
Well, that's the thing. You know, that happened in the Clinton administration. Your average person is not going to remember anything from the Clinton administration.
If you're going to try to put someone in charge of the ATF, maybe they should be aware of some of the major events in the history of the ATF, though. You know?
Yeah.
It seems like an important job to me. I think the federal government should abolish the ATF and it shouldn't exist. Are we really that worried about cigarettes being smuggled in the same breath of air as RPGs being smuggled?
Well, it depends on what state you live in, because Massachusetts is very concerned about cigarette smuggling because they've got $10 cigarettes. And if they get half price cigarettes smuggled in from Virginia, that means they're losing out on money.
True, that's state. ATF's federal, though. And not just that, Massachusetts, actually, you can't have flavored tobacco at all either. That includes menthols and almost all your Skulls and
you can't have menthol cigarettes in Massachusetts anymore.
Nope. Can't have like green apple dip or bourbon flavored Skull.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Copenhagen. Nah, none of that Leif Garrett big wad of chew on the side of your cheek because that tastes like molasses. Crazy. Which is funny. They say, you can't buy these because, you know, cigarettes are... It's like, meanwhile, go buy this giant bag of pot and plant your own trees.
Makes total sense.
Like, well, it's medicinal. It's like, you're allowed to buy this stuff recreational estate. You can grow it in your backyard. I'll get arrested if I grow a tobacco plant in my backyard.
Yeah.
It's like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, back on topic. We were talking about Dante Wright earlier.
Well, Minnesota's, I don't know if Minnesota's ever going to recover from all this stuff.
Because this is what, like,
they're burning now for Dante Wright, and there's a trial going on in Minnesota that, depending on how the verdict goes, the city's going to burn some more, you know.
George Floyd was less than 10 miles from where Dante Wright happened, too.
Exactly.
By the way, I found out the other day, George Floyd was 6'3", 230 pounds. Holy crap, that's a big dude.
Yep.
I didn't realize that. I was listening to someone tell, you know, their version or whatever, and it's like...
I mean, everybody said, we're getting two sides of every story now, you know? There used to be, hey, let's wait until the investigation happens. That doesn't happen anymore, you know, depending on the color of the skin of the thing, you know. There's a rush to judgment that is going to really hurt the police department in the long run. Not just defunding the police, but I see absolutely no reason to join the police force in the current climate at all.
No, that would be a terrible, terrible decision. Oh, you just ask them to get shot or arrested.
Yeah, because this person was a trainer for this police department and she'd been on the force for like 26 years.
Yeah. She blew it pretty bad. Now, I got a couple things I want to address here. The trainer should be blamed a little bit, but she should be blamed a lot because 26 years on the force, you think you'd learn the difference between a taser and a gun.
Yeah.
Period.
So they're shaped totally different.
Yeah, they're on different hips for every reason. And let's be real, though, they should probably put the safety on a taser somewhere different just so it's not the same motion to drop the safety. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, like, have you seen the whole video? The whole thing and not just the piece they clipped?
No.
The male officer had the guy with his hands behind his back and handed her over to finish cuffing him. The guy breaks free, jumps in the car and tries to take off. She points her pistol at him and yells, "I'll tase you, I'll tase you, I'll tase you."
Yeah.
And then she shoots him and she goes, "Holy shit, I shot him." And all I could think at that time was, okay, she's boned.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be the devil advocate. What about she meant to pull out her gun and she wanted to tell the guy, "Get the taser, get you taser, get you taser." What she wanted to say, "Get you taser." But all she said, "Taser, taser, taser." Hoping that his trainee get his taser out because he's in a moving vehicle. Is it a vehicle considered a weapon too?
Possibly, but then if that's the case, then she should have at least not said, "Holy shit, I shot him."
Yeah, but no, like she was hoping not to use her gun. She already knew. She knew she pulled out her gun. She was calling for a trainee, like, "Hey, get you taser," but she fell and she said, "Taser, taser, taser." Trying to remind his trainer, like, "Hey, get your fucking taser out and use it on him."
You're doing an awful lot of digging there because she resigned after this, too.
No, she fucked up. She should have just.
She should
have. And the chief of police resigned.
Yes, too. He did. She should have just kept her mouth shut and not said a damn word if she squeezed that trigger.
You're not fucking standing on the ground, dude. Like, what the fuck, man? So it's just pissing me off. Stand your ground, fight for like what's right, you know? Like, yeah, it's not horrible, but you know what? You know, you stand your ground. You're not guilty until you're proven guilty, you know? You're innocent.
Well, that's guilty. Not the case anymore.
Well, that's a good point, and actually, that was where I was going with a lot of people I was talking to, was she'd have done better once she squeezed that trigger to just keep her mouth shut and never say another word about it except for, "Yes, I shot him."
Yeah.
Because he resisted arrest.
Yeah.
He tried to flee the scene, and he jumped in and decided to operate a deadly weapon.
Yep.
You know what? Chris Rock said it right. Better look guilty in the mall than innocent in jail.
I'll give you that. But, I mean, exactly. But she could have, like, just shut her mouth. But as soon as she said something like, "Holy shit, I shot him," it's like, "Oh, you clearly didn't mean to."
And this just,
we're looking at least manslaughter now.
A race relations problem that we've had since the Obama administration.
And they're starting, yeah. People are rioting over that.
Yeah.
Like, what are we rioting about? Like, what are we trying to change? She's already said, "Oh shit, I didn't mean to do that." She's already resigned. She's waiting to be arrested.
Yeah, she's been arrested.
Yeah, okay, she's been arrested. Like, what are we trying to? What is the riot supposed to do? Or is it just "F you"? I can get away with it, and I can loot this place and burn down this Wendy's because I know the police ain't gonna show up.
Some of those stores in Minnesota have been rioted multiple times.
Get the hell, if you live, okay, anyone who might be listening to this who lives in any urban city.
Get out.
In Minnesota at all, get out now. Monday is going to be a mess. Monday they start out deliberation for George Floyd case. And the CNN and MSNBC made it look like it's a slam dunk for the prosecution.
I never would say that about any prosecution.
No, and you probably watched more than just bits and pieces because CNN was showing like they were showing an MMA fight, but they only showed Conor McGregor throwing right hooks. They didn't show, you know, the other guy hitting him back. So all you're hearing is, you know, "Oh, Fighter A is whooping ass. Fighter A is whooping ass." And then the decision shows up. It's like Fighter A lost. The prosecution brought up brought up reasonable doubt themselves. A couple times. Just, it's going to be just like the Zimmerman case. Prosecution's has made the case for the defense. is going to walk because of it. And people are going to burn a city down because they don't understand the system and they didn't actually pay attention to what's going on. They just kept hearing that it's a slam dunk.
Yeah.
So it must be racist jurors.
Right.
Which they, no one ever actually says racist jurors. They say it's a racist system, forgetting that it's a jury of your neighborhood, your community. So yeah, it's like you're literally fair. Saying that your community, where you live, your yeah. neighbors are racists. Yeah. And everyone should know that because anyone who did their civic duty and registered to for the draft when they turned 18 knows about jury duty.
Yeah.
Actually, it's your right to vote. It's voting, isn't it? That gets you on jury duty, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, and again, Minnesota's voted not just to defund would actually abolish their police.
Yeah, Minneapolis, not the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, okay, Minneapolis, where this just happened.
Yeah.
When was this supposed to take place?
Well, they're already realizing it's a mistake, so.
It was obvious it was a mistake to anyone who's not a freaking idiot.
Right.
Like, for real, like, this was brought up by a whole bunch of people and they were shouted down. And obviously they didn't do anything about it, but when is this outrage going to happen saying that had the police been abolished, obviously she couldn't have shot him. Is he coming back?
Yeah, he's going through the door.
All right. Anyway, yeah, that was they're not going to get rid of their police, obviously. I don't even understand why they let them vote on that if they weren't going to let it happen. All I did was...
It's just an excuse for the new administration to try to pass more gun laws and, you know, don't... I mean, a lot of these things that are happening are mental health issues, not actual issues with the gun laws that are already in place.
I'm still referring to the abolishing the police thing.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to abolish the police, and exactly, and you're going to pass all these sweeping gun control laws... Who's going to enforce these laws? Like, let's be real.
Nobody.
The federal government, they want to eliminate the local authorities so the federal government can step in.
So let's trust the FBI because they're a much more...
Like ATF?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not? They got power. Why not? They're not going to give it up.
No, and that's a good point, right? That's what they want to do a lot. They're trying to centralize a lot of authority.
Yeah, which is a violation of the Constitution.
Well, not just that. Think about 4 years from now or 8 years from now when you got a Republican in office again. And now he's got all the authority. And then they're going to be all butthurt saying we need to undo this. And it's like,
yeah.
And that's typical why your typical Democrat voter is under 30 years old, too. After watching this happen two or three times, you're like, all right, this is a bunch of BS, you know? Mm-hmm.
PhD working at Starbucks.
You know what's funny is I actually considered going to work at Starbucks over here. They're offering like $20 an hour to start up here, and they'll pay for your college education. I was like, oh,
do it.
I was like, seriously. I was like, I'm seriously thinking about going over here and working like 30 hours a week.
Yeah.
So let them pay for my school and then taking off. Well, after that, after I've taken $100,000 from them,
right?
just take off and like, apparently Starbucks is doing that good.
So when you get an interview, they ask you, are you right leaning? Just remember us. Like, no, I'm left leaning on my friends. So no, I'm not right leaning.
Yeah, well, shoot. I brought this up last week. Unfortunately, you weren't around, Ray, but I spoke to Dirty Tranny again, and we're still trying to get that other show going. But we got like two other people that are going to do something similar to this, but more like one topic for an hour.
Yeah.
And they said that I am the left-leaning person. They need someone who's far left.
I told
left.
Him about this, and he was laughing.
I was pissed. And then you're like, you are here, too. I was like, son of a bitch, I am. But anyone else, I'm some far-right Nazi.
Hey, how close are you to AOC? That's the
question. Oh, my God. You know what's funny, Susan? I remember when she was still on the ticket running. And I said something to you guys, like, she's going to be dangerous. Like, she's really stupid and she's really cute.
Yeah.
Well, she's not cute forever. You remember that.
Oh, yeah. Stupid pretty girls always do good. You know it. Let's be real.
Wasn't Nancy Pelosi a beauty queen beforehand? Or somebody?
What, in like the year 75?
No, when she was younger.
In the year 75?
Yeah. I was still in high school in 75, or in elementary school in 75, so.
Jeez Louise, I was born in 82.
I graduated in 87.
God damn, I didn't know how to speak English then. It still doesn't know.
It's still debatable.
don't worry. English is an insanely difficult language. It really is. But they say it's the most difficult language to learn.
Well, English?
The next topic on the list is one that Ray's been harping on us for today.
Yeah, and I'm pissed because I had her name and I didn't write it down and I forgot
the BLM leader.
Yeah, one of the co-founders. But I actually had her name. But yeah, exactly. Ray's... It's obvious it's pissing Ray off.
Yes, it is.
So, Ray, take the lead. No. Tell us about this.
You saw the mean I sent you about the Bernie Sanders, like, I own three homes. She picked, like, the principal of The Simpsons, like, pathetic.
Well, it's good to know. I am white privileged, but I own fewer homes than the oppressed people.
I don't even own one home yet, you know. I'm still paying.
But yeah, she's got four homes. One of them's worth $1.4 million, and it's in the whitest part of California. Facebook is currently censoring the mention of it. Like, if you even bring this up, they gone.
Put it in Facebook jail?
Yeah.
No, there you go. What the hell's going on? I guess I'm not that influencer.
Well, it's funny because I had to look at a couple of different things in California in terms of when they were saying, like, this house is this area house, this, middle class, upper middle class. And I just did some estimating. And I did some very conservative estimating. Assuming she didn't flat out buy these homes, like $1.4 million, boom, on the table. Let's assume she's mortgaging them. She must owe at least $20,000 a month on these homes combined.
I thought she paid for them outright with BLM money.
That's entirely possible. I'm just saying, that's even worse if she just flat out paid for them. This is nuts.
Did you see the square footage on this house? This is fucking ridiculous. Like, wow. Like, that's not even a mansion.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And actually...
But she's helping out her family, her oppressed family members with, mansions around the country.
Yeah. Well, Breonna Taylor, we brought her up earlier.
Yeah.
She actually just called out Louisville BLM as a giant hoax, saying that they're raising money for Breonna Taylor's family. And she's like, I haven't seen any of this money. None of this stuff is coming to help any of us. They don't even know my name.
Right. It's just a fundraising scheme.
And what's worse is it was Rand Paul. I was on his way home from a meeting, whatever, on the Senate floor, and he brought up some kind of no-knock raid thing or something. I don't remember what it was, but he was talking about Breonna. And he was attacked by a bunch of people, and they, like, circled them and, like, say your name. And it's like, he's the guy who actually wrote the bill that you guys want passed, and you're attacking him. I can forgive ignorance, but when you act out in a stupid way and hurt someone because you didn't bother to do a Google search, it pisses me off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know her name. It's Breonna Taylor's mom.
No, but Breonna Taylor's mom's last name isn't Taylor.
And it's not Breonna.
Yeah, exactly.
Breonna's mom.
Let's be real racist here. She might not even know who the daddy is. I brought that up a thing early. I'm gonna bring that up in a little bit when it comes to gun crimes.
She's a strong, independent woman. She don't need a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hear that crap a lot. We'll get to that here in a minute. I do want to come back to that, right? You see this anti-riot bill?
No, what's it about?
Oh, well, that's why I got the the Great Seal of Florida behind me. Basically, it's, well, the Democrats made it sound, they were saying like, oh, if you could drive through a crowd of people in your car in a riot, you won't be prosecuted. It's like, eh, it's not really what it says. You kind of extrapolated it out. It says if like a whole bunch of people physically attack you and you have to flee the scene, you're not responsible for hurting the people that are attacking you.
So it's like a reverse stand your ground kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty much the law in the entire country, I'm pretty sure, is if people are attacking you and you're and fleeing, you harm them, it's not your fault anyway. But they're saying if you're rioting and you are injured in your rioting, it's your fault, your problem, not everyone else's, no one else's responsibility.
Well, how long before President Biden says this is a Jim Crow law?
Yeah, I really wish schools would do a better job of teaching people the history of the United States and who passed the Jim Crow laws, you know?
Yeah.
Well, like hometown web Facebook group, someone said something about the Republicans, but like KKK is the C in Republican.
Right.
And he was going, and he went on this tirade. And I was like, you do realize. Yeah, I was like, you do realize that the Democrats formed the Ku Klux Klan to suppress the black vote back in the day. It's like, this isn't a secret. This isn't a conspiracy. This is out there. I was like, and he's like, and you do realize that the Republican Party was the party that freed the slaves. This isn't a secret either. Lincoln was the first Republican. And people just, you know, I was like a week later, I did get a response. It was like 3 days later. I did get a response like, oh, I actually didn't know this stuff. Like, yeah. And there you go. You just called a whole bunch of people Klan members.
Right.
Because you didn't bother to find out what the Klan was.
That's a failure with the education system.
That's exactly what that's actually how I got into this, saying that like, high school should teach this stuff. Like, who passed the Jim Crow laws? Just like Trump said, like, who built the cages, Joe? Who built the cages? It's just frustrating because then you go and you say, we got to vote for these guys. They're going to fix it. It's like, you've been saying that since the 50s.
Yeah.
You know, it's been 70 years that the black American has been voting. Well, it's about the 50s, right? When the black American started voting Democrat. When was FDR in office?
Earlier than that.
Yeah, because he was the one who did the big switch. Him and Wilson are the ones that got a bunch of black voters to vote.
Okay.
Wilson was famous saying, we'll have these ends voting Democrat for the next 50.
In the 40s.
Huh?
I think Wilson was in the 40s.
Well, he dropped the bomb. So, yeah, it was probably like, oh, my God. Why don't I know the date the bomb was dropped?
44, 45?
Yeah, I want to say 43, but 43 was when Poland was invaded by Germany.
Now, if D-Day was 44 or 45.
Yeah, so it wasn't that long after. So it had to be 45 or 46.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wilson is famously quoted for saying, we'll have these ends voting Democrat for the next 50 years.
Well, he called it. They're still voting that way.
Well, Margaret, what was her name? Sanger?
August 6, 1945. That's when the Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're all a little upset we didn't know that, but we were able to come with at least a year just based on other stuff, at least. Yeah. But Margaret Sanger was the one who did Planned Parenthood, right?
And she was part of eugenics too, wasn't she?
She said that maybe we can get these ends to exterminate themselves.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's working in Chicago.
Yeah. Abortion's a conversation for another day. We could seriously do that. That might be fun, is one day to pick a day, like 2 months in advance, and talk about one topic and spend like a lot of time digging into it.
Okay.
We'll see about that though. Maybe we can do that one of these times instead of COVID.
I wanted to, since we were about to go into COVID, I think we should go COVID free at least 1 week a month.
I'm willing to go a 180 of that and say we'll talk about it once a month.
Okay.
Just an update of here's what's going on, because shoot, we did 1 week in operating. We have a whole bunch of vaccine stuff to talk about. Because you might die if you take this one, and this one's good, even though they said it's effective.
I don't know if you listen to the new agenda show.
Wow, I knew you'd get there. No, I didn't realize they were back from vacation yet.
They're back. And they're saying that their belief is the reason Johnson & Johnson's gotten shut down is because Pfizer
is running
a campaign against them, an ad campaign and a media campaign and everything. So, and Johnson & Johnson is the one vaccine that doesn't alter your DNA. Moderna and Pfizer both alter your DNA.
I'm not 100% sure about that, about changing your DNA. I don't like the idea of an RNA shot. But
they're both RNAs, and Johnson & Johnson is not.
I'm not sure. Again, I'm not a, quote, scientist. But RNA is how a virus works, too. It sits down and injects its RNA into your cell, and it replicates itself within your cell with your cell's energy, and it explodes with a whole bunch of new babies. I have something here for... Yeah, this might be it. Hold on. We'll see. We'll find out here in a second, I guess, won't we?
Yep.
With the FDA expected to grant emergency authorization for Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine within days, the hope is that vaccine supply will meet demand within months. So far, nearly 20 million Americans are fully vaccinated. Today, Congress asked all five vaccine makers for a status report.
Given current production levels, are you going to be able to meet that deadline?
Pfizer.
We anticipate that we will be on track to deliver those 300 million doses before the end of July.
Moderna also pledging 300 million by the end of July.
We do believe we're on track to meet those deadlines.
J&J as soon as next week.
That's Johnson & Johnson.
Deliver the 100 million doses by the end of June.
AstraZeneca not yet approved.
We'll deliver the 300 million soon after.
Novavax not yet approved.
We would be prepared by the end of June to produce that 100 million doses.
All of those doses could lead to a vaccine glut in the U.S. Meanwhile, LA's mass vaccination sites are back up and running after being resupplied. And several states are now prioritizing teachers, including California, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Connecticut. In New York, 81 people who received shots have learned they'll need a third shot because their vaccine doses had not been kept cold enough, though pose no risk. Vaccine makers say it's still not clear how long vaccine protection lasts.
Unfortunately, the only real way we will know about the duration of that protection is over time.
Vaccine makers say that's why they're looking at new booster shots that may be required for years to guard against new virus variants.
The flu.
Yeah. And like you brought that up earlier, was they talk about mixing it with the flu shot. I had not heard this before today.
Yeah.
If this is going to be the flu, and that's how we're going to treat, you have to get a shot every year like the flu, then we need to lift all of this restriction bullshit because it's never going to go away if we don't. If this virus is just going to be here like the flu forever, then we just have to deal with it.
Yeah. And I think that's what the normal American has kind of got in the back of their head. You know, they're just...
They've been telling us for a year, though, this is the new normal, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, Obama did the same thing with the unemployment rate, you know? Unemployment would never get below 5%. It's the new normal. You know?
Oh, yeah, it's Trump impossible.
Yep. Trump did it.
Oh, no, it's even better is when Trump took office. He goes, boys, you could do wave a magic wand? And he's like, oh, crap.
But the pandemic screwed all that up, so...
Well, let's be real here. My libertarian point of view is the government getting involved is what screws business up, period. Government screws everything up, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these lockdowns, all this COVID BS, all of it was a government response. So, of course, it crushed businesses. Of course, it screwed stuff up. This is the way it is. This is why I no longer support the death penalty, even though I used to, because like some people deserve to die. I don't trust the government to fill a pothole,
right?
Let alone trust them with taking someone's life for a crime.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We're trusting the government an awful lot. And it's funny because you see the people that hate the government under one president, love it under the next one. And it's both sides of the aisle that do it too. I mean,
yeah.
How many Republicans were ready to actually swallow a load from Trump because it was Trump, you know?
Right.
It's It's funny, I actually skipped the part that I was gonna make me sound less racist about the gun thing. Managed to skip it and went straight to COVID. Oh well, we'll leave that as a mystery so everyone can just think I'm a jerk. You see these microchips they want to inject in people?
Isn't the Pentagon already doing that?
Okay, well, that's a weapon thing. This is for COVID. And yes, it is a Pentagon thing. They're using Pentagon technology. Go figure, right? They want to inject you with these things, and they'll shoot a message off to someone's like, this person has COVID now, because it'll know right away.
Well, Apple's actually testing technology with their watches to determine whether or not the Apple Watch can determine
illness.
Yeah, before you get COVID or not.
Maybe not COVID, but I bet it will be helpful to let you know before you get serious symptoms of really anything. Just if you can measure your pulse, your body temp, and a couple other things, that watch can get to know you real well, real quick, you know?
Yeah.
And then it can beam all that information to China, and they'll do whatever it is they do with it, because they were taking swabs from people's buttholes.
Yeah.
To get information from Americans a little while ago. And they were what do they call them? Embassy people. What do they call them?
Ambassadors.
What?
Ambassadors.
Ambassador. Yes, thank you. Yeah, the ambassadors, they had their colon swabbed. It's like, whoa, the nasal swab's not good enough.
I took my first COVID test this week.
How'd that go?
I went with the throat swab.
Like it down the throat, don't you?
And it wasn't that it wasn't as bad. When they told me it was going to be up both nostrils for the other test, I'm like, I'll take one up the mouth and gag a little bit.
You used to gag it, don't you?
I'm going to say, I'm surprised you don't usually gag, Brian.
Exactly. I don't have a big gag reflex.
That thing is gone, long gone.
I did one a while ago when I had a couple of days off of work because I wasn't feeling well. And the boss made it like, this is what you got to do. And they stuck that 14-inch Q-tip that you used to get for the gonorrhea test on the ship. You know the one I'm talking about.
I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Getting your blood punched. And they swab like the back of my skull up my nose. I was like, oh!
That's my why eyes I started twitching.
My eye twitched and dripped. She's like, all right, I think we got it good. And I'm saying, I was like, yeah, okay. But yeah, I mean, we brought up the Mark of the Beast recently, and I actually put that as the thumbnail for my YouTube video of this show, of that episode, which was cool. It was like a woman's head, her face, and a barcode on her forehead.
Yeah.
But nanobots inside your body that monitor everything and then send them off to someone, that information off to someone else, sounds like the Mark of the Beast more, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh. And a third dose. That's why a passport will never work. They can always just say you need another shot. You need another shot.
Yeah.
It can never be current, right?
Yeah.
So basically, you have to have a passport to show, like, I got vaccinated within the last 3 months, so now I can still go in public.
Yeah. Well, there's some states that are already outlawing the passport, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds insanely unconstitutional, and if it's not, I would honestly like to get the states together and try to amend the Constitution on this one.
The problem is that it's big tech that's going to be the one pushing the passports.
Of course they, because they're the ones who make money by people having to buy their medication every time they want to go out and see a concert.
Yeah.
And we mentioned the Johnson & Johnson shot, right?
Yeah, it's currently on pause.
That's the one that's causing blood clots?
Yes.
Let's go back. This Johnson & Johnson, most of the people were female? All six of them? Yes?
I don't know.
Yeah, most are females.
All right.
So didn't they get lawsuit because of talk?
No, you can't sue. That's one of the things that been put in place with the authorization by the FDA is you can't, they have limited liability.
Brian, let me finish my sentence. Didn't Johnson & Johnson got a lawsuit 2 years back because a lot of females were developing like a
baby powder?
Yeah. So doesn't that say Johnson & Johnson don't like females? I just went.
All right. Hold on. Sorry, I was reading something you guys were talking. I was looking at the next thing. Yeah, the whatever. It's got the giant text on the third page there.
Oh yeah, the.
Oh, before we go there.
Oh, sure, sure.
That's the very first time that Ray's ever added anything to the document.
Oh, that's Ray's work there.
Yeah.
Nice. That all right.
The Washington Post finally admitted that the mainstream media overreacted about outdoor gatherings. On the early part of the coronavirus pandemic scare.
Yeah, and like that opens up a whole door of was Florida wrong then letting people do all stuff, because they kept saying it was Florida's fault all this stuff happened. But well, Florida never had the outbreaks.
Michigan is still a pretty restricted state, and they've got one of the highest numbers in the nation right now.
I'm not sure what the numbers are in Massachusetts, but per capita, I bet it's pretty high. Just because it's locked down like Michigan. But yeah, like you said, the Washington Post is saying that they might have overreacted. And they've also found out that going out in the sun
is good for you.
Yeah, it actually like stops transmission of this stuff and kills it. And they've told you to stay inside and avoid the sun the whole time.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about Hideki Matsuyama. I thought it was Hideki Matsui. I was like, he played baseball.
No, that's early we talked about Joe Biden called what is it, Japanese boy, even though it's a 9-year-old.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sure no one's going to care about that.
That's. Oh, and he did this during the press conference with the Prime Minister of Japan.
That's right, yeah.
That's a good thing to do. Yeah, way to build up relations with the Japanese.
But I bet they're using bad eye on that. But the bad eye when Trump overfeed the fish.
And we didn't even cover the FedEx gun violence story. Yeah,
I was going to that next one. This that Biden calls Masters winner thing. It was in like giant text. I was like, that looks like it's wicked important, you know. But yeah, the Brandon Scott hole.
Yeah,
this is new to me.
Yeah, just recently came out.
Okay. Wow, that link. It's not even a link there. That sucks.
What? Probably just got a. He didn't
it, it probably just doesn't have the whole thing.
Yeah,
that's right. The 8 people thing, I will link you to it. Oh, nope, no, it doesn't.
If you cut and paste, what's there, it'll go to it.
Wow, by clicking on the other one there, though, it brought me to a whole bunch of stuff about him and Prince William.
Of course, not Prince Philip.
That kid looks like he's like 19.
Yeah, he's a 19-year-old.
They is he?
Yeah. Beautiful Indiana.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Oh. Yeah. I hate autoplay commercials. When I click on a web page and it automatically plays a commercial, it drives me nuts. Like I'm getting better at it. Now I'm hitting the mute on the mic and hitting mute on the commercial. 19 about. Jeez. Yeah, suicide by cop.
Yeah, that's another one we talked about it. Definitely suicide by cop there.
Yeah. No, if you want to kill yourself, that's okay, that's not fine. That sucks. But don't make someone else do it for you. Now you put that on someone else's soul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're gonna be a I was going to say, if you're going to be a pussy, at least have the balls to do it. But obviously, if you're a pussy, you don't have the balls, right? That's kind of why we use that term, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just sucks. Because now someone else has to deal with taking that kid's life. And he's going to have to deal with the legal repercussions that might come from it or will come from it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Just it seems to me like, especially with all these people that are going around shooting people lately, if you keep trying to tell me I can't own a gun while you take, while you're saying that everyone's shooting everyone, just seems absolutely nuts to me.
But I don't understand why there's such a big difference between the Trump administration and gun violence and the Biden administration's first 6 months and gun violence. There's been more gun violence in the last 6 months than there was the whole 4 years almost of the Trump administration.
True. And I agree with your point of view, but I can easily flip that argument around and saying that it's all the crazy right wing guys that are killing people because their guy's not in office.
Okay.
Granted, that's not what it's turned out to be. It's turned out to be like illegal immigrants and, you know, other stuff like that. Not a whole bunch of like white guys with Trump signs, but I was going to say, I'm a little surprised that hasn't been the argument saying that obviously it's the other guys because we're in office.
Right.
But if you've looked at these folks at all, because they were like, oh, white guy went nuts. It's like, oh, the guy was born in Syria to a Syrian Muslim family. Mm-hmm. Oops. We should not have called him a white supremacist. I just found that thing that Ray sent us through Facebook. It's not a speed trap. It's a race trap.
Yeah, that's another article. Yeah.
I'm assuming that's the one we were talking about on 58 in Virginia.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a push 60 in Windsor. That's what happened.
I saw that. I finally saw that. I was like, oh, that's good. That's good. I'm going to have to read that one.
Yeah. I drive to the fucking road every day because I'm a truck driver. I guess they haven't pulled me over because I'm not black enough or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's right, dude. Your best bet is just not speak English if you get pulled over.
Well, I don't want to get shot. Fuck that.
You kidding me? Just pretend you're an illegal immigrant. No one will mess with you.
You're most likely to get shot if you're white.
Yeah. Well, I used to work at a 7-Eleven in Gloucester, remember? I was going somewhere else. I was just thinking about these MS-13 guys that used to come in there all the time with big tattoos on their necks, and there's only one of them in the entire group that would speak English. And it was funny because I'm not fluent in Spanish, but I understand it well enough if I like have time to listen, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm not fluent. I did take 6 years in high school, but that was different.
Andrew, drugs involved.
Yeah, a lot. And it's been a long time since I've used it, really. Like in the Navy, I used it a little. But like, let's be real, it was like if someone didn't speak English, they probably spoke English and I could negotiate like, oh, you know, 60 or you know, $50, you know. Anyway, not important. It was fun listening to these guys though, you know. It's always fun listening to folks when they think that you don't understand them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. You guys got anything else you want to bring up and do on this episode? No? All right. Well, check this out.
Okay.
Went down, took the highway south the other day. Check this out first. They changed the exit system in Massachusetts recently. It used to be numerical. They're in order numerically. Now they're along mile markers. Because sometimes there's more than a mile between exits. Yeah, I was the Zoom type, dude.
No.
I was exit 12. Mm-hmm. Now I'm exit 23.
Damn.
Yeah. Live in the woods. But I headed south, and between my you know, the on-ramp I get on to get on the highway and the next one, I saw this billboard that's so tight, dude. It's pretty narrow, but it was out in the woods a little bit and it looked like it had been abandoned for like 20 years. There's even like trees grow up in front of it, like not all the way, just kind of blocking it. And I was looking at it and I was thinking, like, I bet I could get out there with the chainsaw and cut the tops off of these trees, buy some of them letters, and like put in here like the Jeffrey and Brian show. Ask your smart device.
Buy our merch.
Yeah, just put it out there. Like someone will see it and check it out. You know they will.
Yeah, they'll listen to it for at least 5 minutes.
Yeah, I've been averaging typically about 7 minutes of listen. That's usually the person that just random though. Like I got a couple people that actually listen to it, but I thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, that
would it's be been cool. Abandoned forever. No one's gonna give you a hard time for using it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like ask your smart device to find the Jeffrey and Brian show. We'll see though. And actually, it looks like it's not that far from my house. I might be able to go park at one of these local businesses and like walk through the woods for like 3 minutes to get to it versus pulling over on the highway and climbing a fence. You out, Ray?
Yeah, I'm out. I'll talk to you guys
later. No problem, man. We're probably about done here soon, too.
All
right. But yeah, it sounded like a fun thing to do, and it'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I got. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so.
Let's call it a night.
All
right. I'm going to go take a giant piss. And then, yeah, I was gonna say set up the next Google Doc, but I'll probably do that tomorrow. All right. Well, it's been episode 35. Yeah. Man, this far. Thank you.
Exactly.
Hit us up with those emails. We'd love to hear topic ideas. We'd love to have you on the show. All you need is even a smartphone.
Yep.
To be able to do it, you know. But all right, thanks everyone. That's it.
We're out.